It is 9:32 and time to visit with our good friend, Dr. Brett Ellis on Ask Brett the Vet. We come your way every Thursday at 9:30. And of course, this is a big weekend for, or big week, I should say, for everybody at Veterinary Associates, because once again, checking out all the animals at the Greene County Fair. Doc, how are you, good sir?
Well, we are doing well. We have had a good long week, a little bit longer than it's ever been before. We had the pig show was Tuesday. Pig show usually starts, the market hog show starts at 10 a.m. This year they moved it to 4 p.m. So the reason they start early is because it lasts a long time, because we get a lot of nice hogs in this county. And so it went till about 10:30, and you know, the first hog urinated in just a couple of minutes, no problem. The next one decided not to go until after 3 a.m. So that broke a record for time at the fair. So yeah, makes a long week a little bit longer, but they got it done, and thanks to our staff that my dad was the vet on in charge, and then we had a vet technician and another assistant, Macy and Hayden. They stayed, and that's pretty, and they were still at work the next morning. That's pretty special. So I want to thank them for their extra effort and to make sure that we can have this Greene County Fair. So really, really grateful for that.
And I'm sure both you and the animals have to be breathing a sigh of relief today, as finally we're getting a little relief from all the heat. I was out there last night just from 5 to 7, and I was sweating pretty good.
Oh.
So I know everybody else there has been that's been there a lot longer than that.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. We, you know, fortunately, the barns got warm last night with all the people in them. The cattle barn. There's a big show for the steers, and the sheep and goats were also on Tuesday and Wednesday. And you know, when you get a lot of people in those barns, it does get a little bit warm. But fortunately, we only had one hog that got too hot that had to go home. And so everybody else is doing well. And so today's are the sales. And so it's a great day. If you haven't been to the fair yet and you want to go, today would be a great day to go. It might be a little sprinkle here or there. But the weather's going to be great. And we've got we had horse racing last night. And had 10 races. And then tonight we've got 12 races. And there's some nice purses there. They had a $16,000 purse last night, and another big one, like an $18,000 purse. So there's, if you like to gamble on the horses, you can do it right here in Xenia, Ohio, for, you know, 2 days out of the year. So go out and enjoy the weather and enjoy the food and the people. And it was a good fair so far. So we're heading into the easy part of it, just kind of closing things down. All the big market shows are done. So for Veterinary Associates, it's kind of, we're hopefully cruising on easy street now.
You can breathe a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So that's nice.
So how many times have you visited the cattlemen so far?
You know, I never did get over there. It was so daggone hot. I was not hungry.
I can believe that.
Yeah, I was there doing my job, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna get a steak burger today, or I'm gonna get a pork chop today. Maybe I'll go in a little early for the horse racing. So we've got to be there 4 hours before the race to give the pre-race Lasix, the furosemide they give them to help with their lungs, and then we give them. Then we have to stay through the races, so they test the winner. In every race, you have to draw blood. These horses come off the track hot and smoking, and then you got to get them to stand still to draw three big tubes of blood out of their neck. And it's a little bit hairy at times, but we do a good job. Get those horses back to their stalls so they can get their bath and cool off as fast as we can. So that's nice, yes. Yeah. So I think I'll have to get me a little bit of fair food tonight.
Yeah, it'll be cooled down, so you might feel more like eating, and you know.
Yeah.
Take advantage
of it. The one time a year it's here, so
I'm sure those lemon shakeups and the lemon chills have been a.
I bet they've been selling well.
I bet those have not been a problem to get those moved.
Yeah. So, and the other, we started training dogs for the racing season here coming up. So Dr. Clark and I made Team USA for the International Sled Dog Association. We're for the first time ever, the World Championships will be in the United States. So we've got 15 countries from Europe and Canada and Mexico coming to Minocqua, Wisconsin. And that's about an hour and a half north of Green Bay, a little bit west of there. And everybody's coming. And I'm in the Masters division, so that is code for old people. And which I'm very happy I even got that. So but Dr. Clark is on the elite squad. She's on the she's going to be competing against the best of the best. And these women come from, you know, Poland and Croatia and Slovenia. You know, Tadej Pogačar, the best cyclist in the world, a guy just won his fourth Tour de France this past weekend. Wow. He's from Slovenia, so. They're not doping anymore. He did this with just sugar drinks, I think. I don't know, whatever they're sucking down while they're biking there. So that's what they do in that country for fun, I think, is just go in the mountains and ride their bikes. And some people do it with a dog. And she's going to compete against that quality of athlete. And so excited to see how that goes. That's in the third week of October. So we got some time, but we're excited we were able to get out in the get the dogs warmed up just to do an easy, can't get them too hot this time of year, but just even getting used to doing it and getting training, getting those bones strong, getting those muscles and tendons and ligaments all moving nice and smooth. And then of course we follow them up with treatments, and it's a busy, go from one busy time of year to the other busy time. So it keeps things moving.
It just rolls one right into another.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Dr. Brett Ellis joining us on the Ask Brett the Vet, the Green County Fair going on for a couple of more days. So we hope you'll get out there. Well, we've got the harness racing tonight and then the truck and the tractor pulls. So all that fun stuff that folks can go out and enjoy. And most importantly, if you have the means, help out these young people with these 4-H and FFA projects. I know that's greatly appreciated this time of year.
Yeah, they even have a thing where you can just, you know, if you don't want to give it to one person, you give it to the whole group, and then they divide it up so that everybody gets a little bit more. So that's always a nice thing to do too. So get out there and support these kids doing all the hard work, and it's a good investment in our community.